This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, we.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld. Happy Monday.
Barry, happy Monday. How was your weekend?
It was nice. I drank a lot.
Guys, like, what did I do?
I drank a lot. Like,
okay.
I saw me and my friend had a socially distanced wine night on Friday, I believe, and that was really nice. Like, we just had a fire pit, like, sat outside, and then. I don't remember a thing about Saturday. Like, I don't know what I did on Saturday at all.
Would you say that you were drinking like Karen Huger?
No, I was not. No,
you didn't do 9 shots of Fireball?
No, but speaking of that, so yesterday I had a friend's birthday and we were very careful. Everyone was careful. I was outside. And there at one point, the bartender, because it was my friend's 30th birthday, just kept putting Fireball shots on the bar. And I don't I smelt it because I wasn't near there. I smelt it every time. And I was like, oh, like, it's just, do you like Fireball?
You know, I can drink Fireball in the right scenario. Like
by a fire in the winter?
Yeah, or like, not even that, like, recreational. Like, if I'm out at the bar and I'm already drunk and somebody's like, let's do shots, and somebody hands me a shot of Fireball, in that context, it's, like, not a big deal. But I would never, like, purchase Fireball for myself.
Right. So it's funny because I feel that way with any, like, I was like, I would so much rather be handed shots of straight vodka or tequila. Like, I would prefer that over fire. I don't know. I'm just not like, I don't know. I love the people are like, this is so good. It's not that good.
I will say though, I'm not a whiskey person in general. So okay. Fireball might actually be the kind of whiskey that I would most prefer to drink because yeah. I'd rather do a shot of Fireball than a shot of like Jack Daniels.
Yeah, okay, see, I don't know, but I do. Speaking of Jack Daniels, guys, we're just spiraling. Ready?
No,
so speaking of Jack Daniels,
oh my god,
snowballing is the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
Jack Daniels, I have to say, with ginger ale. Oh my god,
and ginger.
Jack Honey, sorry, I am losing it. Jack Honey, have you ever had it? There's a Jack Daniels Honey. You can't get it everywhere, but I can get it. No, I'm kidding.
You know, my mom has a pecan pie recipe that has Jack Daniels Honey in it, and it's very delicious, I will say.
Okay, so wait, really quick, how was your weekend?
My weekend was good. It was pretty uneventful. I watched a lot of tennis because, as you may or may not know, I'm a big tennis fan, and it was the U.S. Open Finals. Mm-hmm. So that was like the most exciting thing of my weekend, honestly, because I've been waiting a long time. Housewives has been getting me through, but there wasn't any tennis for like 6 months. So
right.
It's nice that some things are happening back to normal. But yeah, I would say another highlight of my weekend was Real Housewives of Potomac because last night was another doozy of an episode.
Yeah, it's so funny. No matter what happens with these women, it could be we've said this before, it could be a filler episode, whatever. The drama's just so good. Like, it kept me on my toes, even though I knew that they were only going to be at her house this episode. You know what I mean? Like, the place wasn't changing, the drama was still the same, but it kept me like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And I'm sorry, it just adds to it of what's happening in real life right now with Ashley. So I'm just like, yeah.
It's interesting actually, because I would say this episode went
a completely different direction than I sort of expected it to, because of course we see the continuation from last week of Candace has this information about Ashley's husband and she's told Giselle, and the way Candace and Giselle and Ashley handle this whole situation, I could not have been more impressed.
Agreed.
Because at the dinner, Giselle just says, hey, Ashley, we're going to talk when we get back. They go to their, little living room and they bring up the information in such a calm way. Candace letting Ashley just read the texts herself rather than being like, your man was cheating, blah, 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 blah. And Ashley barely reacts to it, honestly. Which is a little bit of a red flag when you get information that your husband was like bragging about having a boyfriend and was like taking strippers to a hotel room, and you're just like, okay, thank you for the information. Great.
Yeah, she's very calm about it, but at the same time, you don't know how to react because you don't want to freak out, like literally freak out, right? Because then you don't know. Listen, it's one of those situations you don't know until it's like happening to you, unfortunately.
Well, and I think it's interesting because in the past, so much of the time when stuff has been brought up about Michael, Ashley's reaction has just been like, deny, deny, deny. And so I thought it was interesting that she told these women that, yeah, I ask questions. I look at text messages and emails and phone calls and, I sniff panic. I mean, it was a lot, but I think it was for Giselle to finally get kind of that admission that Ashley really does take this stuff seriously and, like, Michael has done stuff that she hasn't liked, whereas I feel like in the past, it would have just kind of been like, stop talking about my man, and that's
exactly
the end of it.
But I thought that it was crazy because this wasn't just someone sending a text message, like starting shit. Like there was proof, I'd like to call it. And it makes a lot of us uncomfortable because it's like, this is the type of stuff on the shows where it's like, it is real. And it's not just like with your girlfriends, it's like affects your family and it affects like, right, your life, and it's not for the best. So
it is like, I posted a tweet about this morning, but just thinking about it, the fact that we're 5 seasons into this show and there have almost every season, a main plot line has been something that Michael did or was alleged to have done that is not great. And it's like, we just are never going to get off this roller coaster. And now they're having another baby together, which is great. I'm very happy for Ashley. I truly believe that that's what she wants. But it's like, oh, this is just rough stuff to go through.
Right. And then while this conversation is happening, the girls are at the fire pit. The remaining girls who aren't involved in the conversation are at the fire pit, which eventually we find out is literally part of an itinerary. We had no idea that this was like such a serious event. But then after their conversation, they come outside and then everyone goes back to inside. Like, it was very weird. And then it was weird because they knew what was going on and the other girls didn't. So the remaining women go back inside to the bar now to take fireball shots. This fireball is like the point of this entire episode, apparently. But they are ripping shots. Like, I was like, wow, Karen Huger can hold her own. Like, holy shit. I was like vomiting just watching them take these shots. But it was so funny. I felt like I was in a music video. They were smoking. The smoke was in the air. Yeah. Like, they were slurring. I was like, this is a party I want to be at. Monique was editors, this is CBD.
The editors gave us a shot counter for Karen just so we could keep track. I don't think we've seen Karen just like loose like that in maybe ever on the show. She was, she was slurring her words. She was having a good time. She was talking about her coochie. I mean, Karen Huger was having a good time that night.
Also, was not the first time this episode she talked about that. And I don't want to hear it anymore.
Calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you're a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. It's designed to work with your body, not against it. The Superpower Short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering just the perfect amount of compression. You won't have to worry about it rolling down, which is unheard of in shapewear, thanks to flexible boning that's hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove.
It's so funny though, because remember a few weeks ago when Wendy was like, oh, Karen's like pussy popping on a handstand. No, she's not. And it's like, Karen talks about that actually kind of a lot. Like, she has no problem with bringing that stuff up, especially when she has some alcohol running through her veins.
Oh my God, her and Ramona should hang out. That wouldn't go over well. Yeah. So, ew. That's just so much vagina talk. So then the next morning, they are again in their robes having this breakfast, and Monique starts going like off to Candace that she shouldn't have, like, that conversation, mm-hmm. like, excluded them. They were having at the fire pit. Like, Monique was very upset about the whole fire pit situation. Like, they weren't there. But I have to say, you know, I'm always team Monique. But in this situation, I don't agree with her. I don't at all. I see where she's coming from. I do get that.
I see where she was coming from initially. I think she was taking it a little too seriously. Chill out. It's not that big of a deal. But I understand why she was initially kind of frustrated that these women, it felt like these women were purposely kind of secluding themselves from the group, whatever. But then they're in the kitchen and Ashley herself, to Candace and Giselle's credit, they were very clear that they didn't want to spread this to the whole house. They weren't trying to be messy or make Ashley's business public. Ashley herself decided to straight up tell Monique, this is what we were talking about. They wanted to tell me this information in private. It's this thing with Michael. Like, that's what we were talking about. We had this conversation. Then as soon as it was done, we came outside. And Monique, to me, I understand why Monique was frustrated in the first place. But the second Ashley explained that, she should have been like, okay, yeah, I get it. No, like, that's fine. I hope everything is okay. Like, whatever.
Yes.
But her response instead was like, well, why are you talking about Ashley's husband, Candace? You should stay out of Ashley's marriage. And it's like, I think that is so ridiculous, because if it had been the other way and Candace had just gotten this text and not told anyone or only told Giselle, and then the tabloids had started talking about Ashley 2 days later, Candace would have been dragged by everyone for not telling Ashley.
Yeah, the bottom line of this situation is that Monique has some underlying issues with Candace. I don't think it's like the actual what she did. I think that just if it was anyone else, it would have been fine. But because she just has like a hard on for Candace, it just added to that situation. But
yeah, she
then the whole vibe changed.
She totally was letting her personal issues with Candace kind of cloud that situation, because it's like Ashley literally just told you exactly what happened and why, and you're still being like, it was rude. And it's like, it wasn't really. They did their best with a bad situation, I really believe.
Yeah, but I think, I don't know what she was most upset about, that she wasn't, number one, involved in the conversation, number two, they weren't all at the fire pit. You know, like, I think she was just upset that everyone wasn't at the fire pit.
It's so weird for a group of adult women to be staying at someone's, like, casual house, and to have this idea that, like, we have this schedule and everyone has to be in the same place at the same time. It's like, you already got all these women to go fishing. That should be enough.
That is true. It's so funny because that night, though, when they all got drunk, I was like, this is how it's supposed to be. This is how this trip, right, to me, like, should have been. But every time they show the house, I'm like, damn, this house is fucking huge. Oh, my God.
When they showed the shot of the pool and the backyard, the house, yep, I didn't realize it was, like, because I guess the basement is, like, a walkout, so it looks like it's three floors with, like,
look at that mosquito bite.
Barry is showing me a mosquito bite on her arm right now. And
it's out of nowhere.
You look like you were staying at Monique's lake house and spent a little too long by the pool.
Oh my God, I'm concerned. It's hot. Yeah, no, I agree. That because the length of the house, I was like,
it looks like a resort with like balconies and oh my God. I really want to know more about this lake house situation because I'm like, that looks very nice. And I want like Monique's like bank receipts. Like I want to know the money situation because it's crazy to me.
I don't like getting involved in these women's money financial situations. I feel like there's a lot, but I fair don't enough of hers because of, yeah, there's so much. But speaking of that, all the next day when they're all talking about this, all the husbands start to trickle in and like Chris is the first one there. And then they one by one start coming, which wouldn't in your head think they would all kind of like carpool. I don't know. Strange, crazy feeling that I thought, because it's far. Isn't it far? Like
it's like a couple hours, but to be fair, these women do not actually live close to each other. Really.
Oh, they don't like live in a neighborhood?
Like Monique and Karen are the only ones who actually live in Potomac.
That's true. That's true. But yeah. So they are all sitting outside again, this damn fire pit. I can't. And what did you think of Robin joking around with Karen? Just joking, and Karen did not have it.
Oh my God. I thought it was so funny because Robin was basically like, you drank the whole bottle of Fireball.
Yeah.
And Karen's like, that didn't happen.
Like, it was very awkward.
It's funny because I feel like Robin is by far the realest one on this show.
Yeah.
She tells it like it is. She is like not trying to put, she doesn't like put on airs or anything. And it was just so funny when she said that. And Robin just goes to Wendy like, see, this is what I'm saying about Karen. Like this bitch, like, oh, I loved that moment. Cause I just think Robin is so funny and she doesn't get enough credit for kind of what her vibe brings to the show. And it's like, you call out Karen, come on.
But, all the husbands come and no one hangs out together. All the husbands are just like eating inside. I thought it was going to be another like 3 days of the lake house trip and it wasn't. It kind of just like, it almost felt like a play date and the husbands came to pick up the wives and then go home.
It was very strange. I don't know if this was mentioned in an earlier episode that how long they were going to be there, but I at least assumed they would stay for a night. Like we didn't even get
have dinner, go fishing.
It was like, basically they showed up, they were like eating lunch and then they played a little game inside where they were like imitating their wives and then they packed up and left. And they were weirdly like leaving one at a time. That's why we saw when Candace came downstairs to say goodbye, that Monique was like pretending to be asleep, which I thought was incredibly petty and also just rude considering that she's the one who was like, I hosted this trip and they weren't coming out to the fire pit and like sticking to my schedule. And it's like, you can't say that your guests were rude and then do like an ultimate rude hostess thing the next morning.
Okay, I totally agree, but do you in any way, shape, or form think she wasn't pretending to sleep? Because, like, I kind of do. I kind of don't think she was pretending at one point. I don't know.
I mean, I thought about that, but also, like, it's not like Candace was being silent when she was walking in the room. Like, she would have had to be pretty asleep.
I know.
I don't know. But, yeah, the end of this trip was kind of weird because everyone left in their separate cars and they were just packing up and, like, you know, Chris Samuels was holding the baby while Ashley got her bags in the car. And it was
that was really like cute though. I love seeing like a guy like hold a baby like that. And Chris is like, was just so like a teddy bear with baby Dean. It was so cute.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters, starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Wait, you know what's also funny? So Eve, who was Ashley's like friend slash nanny on this trip. Okay. So the night before, when they had their talk with Ashley, they showed them putting Dean to sleep, and Dean was like asleep. And then Eve just disappears. It's like she couldn't come sit out by the fire for an hour. Like, come on. Like, where did Eve go?
Where did she go?
I don't, like, did she really just have to sit in the bedroom? I feel like usually it would make sense for the person to at least be like hanging out when the baby's asleep. Like,
yeah, I agree. But then we see this also, there's a lot of awkward moments in this episode. Like Ashley's on her way home, we think, and she's calling Michael. And that conversation between them was very bizarre. It's almost like Michael didn't want to talk to her. And I just love the way Ashley talks to Michael. Really to anyone. I've always said this. I think she holds her composure so well. And like, even she was saying him, nope, honey, I heard you the first two times. You don't need to repeat it to me. Like she's very like, she knows like how to talk. And I feel like maybe it was harder for her because she knew what she wanted to bring up to him and he didn't know what was coming yet.
That was so weird. So this was like 24 hours later and she said she had already talked to him about what Candace said. But then this right. was when there was like new stuff, I guess. And yeah, how he's like, well, babe, I'm eating lunch and reviewing a document. And she's like, okay. And he's like, well, I mean, I'm just eating lunch and reviewing a document. It's like, and, like I don't want to see, but I'm curious like how they actually are in day-to-day life when there aren't cameras there. Cause it's just like, it's well, a little yes, painful.
Yeah, that would be how I would like to see a lot of these couples without the cameras. But it's I love when the production does timestamps like 24 hours later, one day
and
later.
Then and one
like, oh my
hour
God, I need
later.
To write this down. Yeah, 1 hour later. I was like, I need to write this all down. But 1 hour later is when all the tabloids came out. And I was like, oh my God, are these tabloids about what we just found out? Is it about something else? Did something else happen?
I think it's like more information about the same night maybe. Because we see him like at a... I don't know what, like a gambling table? I'm not well-versed in casino jargon. And then there's a picture of him, allegedly him, shirtless in a bedroom. And it's like, what's happening? Like, we're definitely going to see more of that next week, I think. So.
Yeah, but I did Google just this morning. I just Googled, like, Ashley Darby. And the first a people... article was out, but it's 13 hours ago, which is exactly just like right after the episode. But it does say His husband says he does something he regrets. So I'm like, do we find out what that is? Is it just because the pictures are lost? Like, oh, guys, this can be like, this is a case for the FBI. I'm not even kidding.
He told her he regretted when she said when she got home from the lake house, she talked to him about the text that Candace got. And he said that someone was like saying inappropriate things to him and that he regretted it.
Okay, I think there's more to that, but that's just my personal opinion.
I mean, yeah, like, we'll see. Also,
oh my God, there's so much.
We're going to, like, the fight next week.
Yes, that's what I was just going to say. I'm so, like, you know why I love this? Because you can already tell, because Candace and Monique are, like, butting heads, and it's going to come to a head next week, and...
That's definitely going to be like the last 2 minutes of the episode, and then we're going to get a to be continued. But I'm still very excited.
Dylan, stop saying everything. No, I'm kidding. I was just going to say that it's going to be the last 2 seconds of the episode, and then. But I'm okay with that because they're so filled with drama that it's just
the more times we can hear Robin's like deep voice going, Monique.
Wait, Dylan, I am not even kidding. I was just going to say. Whose voice is the one that says Monique? Because I can't tell.
I think it's Robin.
Okay, Dylan, what am I going to say next? Go. No, I'm kidding.
I don't. Who's your number one Bravo love in the group?
That was so fun. Okay, so honestly, I want to give it to Robin because of how chill she was and handled all like situations. Mm-hmm. However, she wasn't like in it that much. Yeah. Like, so can I, so like, maybe I'll give her half. I will give half of my Bravo love to Robin, and I will give half my Bravo love to T'Challa, because T'Challa spoke so much this episode, and I die when they put what he's quote unquote saying underneath it.
I'm going to give mine, I know this won't last, but for this week, I felt very good about how Candace handled everything, and I was genuinely impressed with her and her composure and her lack of messiness. That being said, I have a feeling next week things are going to take a turn. So
I think that's funny. Like, give it to Candace while you can, because we know it won't happen again. So I think that's great. That's very big of you, Dylan.
Thank you. Guys, thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. See you Thursday.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.